1:45 a.m. That is, of course, Hello Kitty time. It's 1930 UTC, where you live. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. And boy, I've got a few things to tell you today. If you are a regular listener to this show, you may remember me talking about Milka Cow in the past. If this is the first time you're hearing about it, let me briefly explain. Milka, M-I-L-K-A, is a brand of chocolate somewhere in Europe. You might have to look it up. There it is! I can see it right now! And Milka, they like to sponsor skiing events. And a couple years ago, whenever you were watching downhill skiing or slalom, you could see lots of advertisements on the slopes for Milka. And my favorite thing that they ever did was make giant inflatable cows. The logo for the Milka company is a purple and white cow that probably has a name, but if I ever learned it, I have forgotten it. And during skiing events, they would have these giant inflatable cows next to the ski slope, so you could watch the skiers go by and you would see this giant inflatable cow on the side of the mountain. And when I say giant, I mean bigger than a car, bigger than a van, about the size of a step van or, you know, like a 20-foot box truck. A big, giant, inflatable, purple and white cow. I'm a huge fan of this cow. However, these last couple years, I've been, you know, I don't really watch skiing, but if I notice it's on TV, I will tune in for a while to see if I can see my Milka cow. And for the last couple of years, I haven't seen that. Milka does still sponsor skiing, but they're just not hauling the inflatable cows up the mountains anymore. You know, nice job. That's a job for me. Okay, Tobe, we need to send you over to Austria to this skiing event, and you need to take some cows up halfway up the mountain and inflate them. Yeah, no problem. I will be the inflating cow guy. Well, the good news is, I'm sitting here right now watching a ski jumping competition. I do love ski jumping. I think it's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen, and I've loved it ever since I was a child. And the great news is, not only is it sponsored by Milka, they have the inflatable giant Milka cow right off to the left of the viewing area. And there he is, giant purple and white inflated cow all lit up. They even have like a fake hot air balloon shaped thing that's purple that says Milka. There it is! There's my giant Milka cow! I love the Milka cow. So, if you want to see the Milka cow that I'm always talking about, start paying attention. There it is! Start paying attention to ski jumping events. When you see ski jumping events on TV, watch for a little while and see the purple and white cow. Oh, I'm so happy. I didn't think I'd see the purple and white cow again, but there it is. I couldn't be happier. It's the small things. So yeah, obviously I'm sitting here watching a little bit of ski jumping and I'm drinking my tea. Oh yeah. That's so delicious. Ah, tea is good. I've never actually had any Milka products. I don't know if it can be purchased in the United States. But, you know, I can guarantee you that if I ever go to Europe, I'm going to be looking for Milka products. And I'm probably going to have to try to find a small inflatable toy or home version of that purple and white cow, because that just cracks me up. I love the purple and white cow. I do live in Nebraska. We do have cows here. I'm a big fan of all giant cows. We've got a local dairy here that's got a giant cow statue on a trailer. And the milk company, whenever they're doing promotions at grocery stores, they take the giant cow and they put it in the parking lot. Woohoo! Other giant cows or giant cow statues that I like. What's that one called? Suddenly I can't remember his name. There's a giant cow in Audubon, Iowa, which is presumably the seat of Audubon County. If you're ever driving through Iowa on I-80, you know, take the 5-minute detour to go up into Audubon so you can see that giant bull. What is his name? Suddenly I can't remember. Ben? No. Angus? No. Regardless, there are other cow statues in Iowa. There's one. Where's that other one? There's a big bronze one in one of my old cow towns that I used to go to all the time. I can't remember what it is. Oh, well. Yummy tea. Okay. The other interesting thing that happened to me today, well, it really wasn't that interesting. It was really cold last night. It was 1 degree or 0 degrees Fahrenheit. That's many negative degrees Celsius. And it was so cold in my house that, of course, I had to go to bed with lots of clothes on, including socks. But for some reason, I still had some really weird dreams. Some really uncomfortable, not necessarily scary dreams, but like anxiety dreams. And I think I have these dreams when my feet are cold. And anyway, I had this one dream. And this doesn't make much sense, but, you know, when do dreams ever make a whole hell of a lot of sense? So, this dream I had last night, I can't remember all of it exactly or why this had to happen, but for some reason I had to break into my own house or sneak into it. And even though it was my house, there were other people there. I don't know if they were squatters or what, but there were other people occupying my house. They weren't there when I had to break in. Actually, they showed up towards the end of my dream. I was trying to leave, and there were people outside my house, and I couldn't get out, and that was the scary part. Then I woke up. But the weird part of this dream is I had to go into my house to find guns, handguns. Now, I don't actually own any handguns, but these guns apparently belong to the people who are squatting in my house, and I'm not sure why I needed the guns. To sell them so I could get some money, or maybe it was just because I had to, you know, prevent people from having guns so they wouldn't shoot at me. And so I had to break into my own house and find 3 guns. One of the guns was small-ish. It was small, semi-automatic, chrome with pearl handles, and might have been something like a .380 caliber. And the other gun was something bigger, like a 1911, and it was black. Or it might have been, you know, like a Glock, but it was chambered for something pretty big, like .45 ACP. And the third gun was, I don't know what the word for this is, a crypto gun. It was a gun that was disguised to look like a small radio. You know, about, you know, 6x8 inch transistor radio. I don't know how otherwise to describe it. About the size of a paperback book. But it was actually a gun, even though it also functioned as a radio, but it was really a gun in disguise. And so I found these 3 things, and in my dream I wanted to make them safe, and so I got a paper bag, and the anxiety in my dream was trying to figure out how to, you know, release the magazines. And so I was up in my bedroom bathroom sort of hiding, trying to make the guns safe, and I was figuring out, okay, release the magazine, pull the magazine out, and one of the guns was empty or only had like 3 rounds in it, and the bigger gun had a full magazine and it was really heavy, so it was probably something like 45 ACP. And then the radio gun was not loaded, but I took the magazine out anyway, and I made sure there was No rounds in the chambers, but I couldn't figure out how to do that with the radio gun because there was like no slide to pull back or anything. I couldn't figure it out. And I put them all in the bag, in the paper bag, and I rolled the top of the paper bag down, and I was trying to leave my house and looking out the window, and somebody was physically moving the car that I drove there in. And somebody else was with me, and I'm kind of thinking maybe it was Doug again, because the car that was being moved out of my driveway was Doug's old car. And I don't mean his old car, his old, old car. Doug, if you're listening, I'm talking about the Honda. And so that was weird. And the other weird thing was the interior of my house is the house that I live in now. But when I looked out the window, the driveway and the front yard and everything was the house I lived in 10 or 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago now, or maybe more, at 123 North 33rd Street, 33rd and Dodge, right across the street from Mutual of Omaha. Yes, Mutual of Omaha is a real place. So, yeah, I had this weird dream about guns, and when I woke up, I was kind of mad that I didn't have the guns. Not because I really want to have guns, but, you know, that was $1,000 worth of guns, resale value. And I woke up going, ah, damn, I could have sold those guns and had some money and blah, blah, blah. But I was just sort of relieved in a way also that people weren't chasing me or after me or trying to get me with these guns or whatever this dream was about. You know, dreams are weird, right? So you know what I mean. So I got up and I ate breakfast. And while I was eating breakfast, I was watching a little bit of TV. Something was on. I don't remember what. Oh, it was the game of the week. The English Premier League game of the week from last week. This particular sports channel will re-air the most exciting game, and they're showing the Sunderland and Liverpool game, which I saw live. It was a great game. I watched a little bit of that. And after I got done eating breakfast, I took my bowl up to the sink and I washed it. And being as at about this time it was about noon, I thought, oh, I wonder if I got any mail. Because, you know, the mail usually shows up around 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning. So I looked out my front windows and I noticed that there was a light dusting of snow on the ground. And in that light dusting of snow, along with rabbit tracks, there were mailman tracks. There was tracks going up to my mailbox and then going away from my mailbox. Fresh tracks, so I thought, woohoo! I got some mail. So, I put on my coat and my shoes, and I walked outside and opened my mailbox, and I got one thing in the mail, and here it is, right here. And I find this to be hilarious. This is an envelope that is a full panel, or a full window panel envelope. You know, you get some of those envelopes and they have a clear window where your address is, so they can just stuff the letter in the envelope and your address shows through, and they save time not having to address the envelope. This is like that, except the whole front of the envelope is a window. It's got my name and my address here, and then it's got and then it's got a card, like a credit card. And in big inverse white on black letters across the top of the envelope, it says, "Your new NRA membership card enclosed." And here it is. Here's my card. Here's my new NRA membership card. I can see it right through the window. It's black. It says 2017 in 72-point type. It's got my name embossed in gold letters and some numbers underneath, and it has the National Rifle Association of America logo next to the number, next to the date, next to the year, 2017. Now, the weird part of this is that I am not a member of the NRA. I have not joined the NRA. I am not a member. I have never been a member. Now, don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily anti-NRA, but I'm not necessarily pro-NRA either. I'm completely neutral. So, apparently, somebody thinks I have joined the NRA. Perhaps we should open the envelope and see what it says. Okay, so, taking this stuff out of the envelope, and what do we got? Yeah, okay, so apparently I haven't joined because in orange letters at the top of this thing it says, "Get NRA's duffel bag when you join today. Free gift." And here's my card, my NRA card that says I'm a member, even though I am not, in fact, actually a member. It's stuck to this piece of paper with some of that adhesive boogers that they've been using a lot these days. And I described the front of it to you. The back is just sort of flat black with a place to sign. It says authorized signature, Bill of Rights, Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. NRA, five-star benefits, saving freedom and delivering value. Then at the bottom of the card it says, valid only if dues are paid. Temporary membership card expires February 15th, 2017. So, I've got about a month to commit fraud or usury or utter or something along those lines with this card. How do I make money by using this card? I don't know. The rest of this piece of paper is basically an official membership acceptance reply form that I can fill out. And I can send them money and they will send me magazines and sign here, card number there, blah, 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 blah. On the back, NRA logo with address, uniform disclosure statement, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to read it, but it also came with a letter. And I am mighty curious to see what this letter is about. And it's from the Office of Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, dated December 27th, 2016. Dear friend, oh, come on. You know my name. You can't address the letter to me. There has never been a more important time for you to accept the enclosed NRA membership card and carry it with pride. Hundreds of anti-gun politicians, judges, radical billionaires, and the freedom-hating media elite are vowing to fight on and never surrender. Not until they ban hundreds of popular firearms, register gun owners, and drive a stake in the heart of your firearms freedoms. They know they can't repeal the Second Amendment outright, but law by law, regulation by regulation, they are determined to chip away and strip us of our individual gun rights. Well, if they haven't yet, how are they going to do so? Oh, hi, Pippa. You want to smell the NRA paper? So my cat has now joined me in this room. She heard me talking on the radio and had to come down from sleep. And you were taking a nap. You know how I know? Because you're squinty. You're so squinty. So, there's lots of propaganda here. How could this simple membership card be so powerful? Because behind this card stands the ironclad commitment of nearly 5 million NRA members to fight gun ban politicians and media elites who attack our guns and trample our freedoms. No, they're not attacking our guns. If they were attacking our guns, all we'd have to do is pull the trigger and suddenly there wouldn't be this happening anymore. This card offers crystal clear proof to our elected leaders that if they push gun registration, licensing, and prohibition, they can expect defeat in Congress and the courts in the next election. That's a promise back by blah, 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 blah. So if you believe in all your heart, blah, 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 for a fraction, whatever it costs, blah, 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 that's right. If you join the NRA today, you'll get a free membership number for only $30 and you can get magazines, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Wow. So the first benefit is a duffel bag. Woohoo! This is if I join. This is if I send them at least $30. The second benefit is your choice of NRA magazine. And of course, your choices are Shooting Illustrated, American Hunter, or American Rifleman. Not really my thing, magazine-wise. The third benefit, I'll send you the your NRA member credentials package. Well, what other credentials do I need other than this card that you already sent me? Blah, 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 blah. Please accept your NRA membership card today. Thank you for your friendship and support of your right to keep and bear arms. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Yours in freedom, Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President. Well, I appreciate your concern for my rights, Wayne. And what else do we have in here? Oh, yeah, and then there's this little glossy thing. Join the NRA today. Receive valuable benefits that put hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. And then the picture of the duffel bag and the three magazine. How does the possession of this duffel bag put hundreds of dollars back in my pocket? Act now. Receive this free gift. Shut up. Well, I don't know what to tell you. First off, I'd like to say that I think it's pretty bizarre that I had a dream about guns, handguns, and then I walk out to my mailbox and find a letter from the NRA. Secondly, why is it called the National Rifle Association when this is all about handguns and handgun control? Shouldn't it be called the National Pistol Association or the National Handgun Association? Blah, blah, blah. Thirdly, my interest in guns is mainly in black powder arms. And black powder guns are not regulated the same way as handguns. You don't need a license to own a black powder firearm. That's the truth. Why? Because, you know, cops and judges and all that don't think they're a threat, you know, because, you know, you can't kill anybody with a pirate gun or a musket. Yeah, even though we fought wars for centuries this way. Don't get me wrong, I am not an anti-gun person, but I am not a pro-gun person either. I believe everything has its place and blah, blah, blah. And here's where I'm going to get non-controversial. When it comes to guns, I personally believe that if somebody gets to have them, then everybody gets to have them. You either have to ban guns outright, which means cops don't get to have guns, or everybody gets guns, because if cops get to have guns, then regular people get to have guns. Now, I'm also a realist. I'm a fairly rational human being. This is America. It was founded with guns. It is going to be impossible to ban guns outright. Yes, you could pass laws that no more selling of guns, no more importation of guns, but there's still a lot of guns in the country. There is no way you're going to be able to go house to house and demand that people produce their guns and give them up. That's just not going to happen. That's just going to get a lot of people shot. So everybody needs to suck it up and realize you live in America. And if you don't want guns, then you need to go somewhere else. This is about tolerance. If you don't like guns, that's too bad. You have to tolerate it, just like you have to tolerate everything else you don't like in this country, whether that's a certain people from some country, or if it's gays, or if it's, it just doesn't goddamn matter what you think is wrong or right. You need to tolerate it. And that's all there is to it. As for me, I'm going to have some fun with this NRA card, because it does have my name on it, embossed in gold letters. Now, most of my friends, I do have a lot of friends, and they do own guns. I can only think of one of my friends who doesn't own a gun, but he would if he's not anti-gun. He's gone shooting a bunch of times, but anyway. However, I do have family members, not immediate family members. You know, my parents and my brother, they're all perfectly rational too, but let's just say that one of my parents has a sibling that is irrational and not super bright and runs around saying stupid crap about guns and things that she has no understanding of. And oh my god, I hope she shows up in my life sometime this year, 2017, so I can drop this card on her. Because I'm a jerk. It's true. I will antagonize people, but generally speaking, I only antagonize people who need to be antagonized. You know some of these people. There are just some people that are so stupid and so full of themselves that you have to flip them crap. It is your moral imperative to give these people a hard time. And I do have a couple of those people in my family. I tried to disown them. And about a year or 18 months ago, I decided and I declared that I would never talk to these people again. But it might be worth it just to drop the NRA card on them. Oh, I'm so terrible. Being rude is easily your best entertainment value. And having said all that, now here comes the kicker. This is the strange coda to this story. The truth of the matter is, I find guns to be extraordinarily fascinating. I love the idea of guns, and recently, within the last few years, I've become just super interested in them. Not for what they are, a killing machine, a tool for imparting death. So what? So is a sword, so is a knife, so is a missile, so is a bomb. But guns, especially handguns, semi-automatic handguns, and even like fully automatic machine guns and semi-automatic rifles, they fascinate me for what they are mechanically. The machining, the technology, a gun is really an internal combustion engine, especially like a semi-automatic handgun. And the operation of a firearm is fascinating to me. Why this is, I don't really know. I grew up loving black powder firearms. This is essentially cannons and mortars, like fireworks. There's powder, you light it, boom, it shoots the projectile. That's a very simple concept. But when you have like a machine gun or a semi-automatic pistol, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of interesting stuff, and I'm just fascinated by the operation of handguns, like recoil operation and blowback and blow forward and all these weird things. I can sit there in front of my computer and read about guns for hours just in their operation. Why am I so fascinated by it? I don't know. The detail, the technology involved, just the whole bit. I don't know why. So yeah, if I can quote Kurtwood Smith from RoboCop, guns, guns, guns. Welcome to America. I love it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and you've been listening to the Dubious NRA Handgun Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every other day, because who knows what I'm going to be talking about, because you never know.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.